Start of interview with Charles M. Dias on the 21st of July, 1968.
And now they had these 15 oil lamps, and this, it was made a sanitary board when you were about 30.
What kind of board?
That would have been before the First World War.
Oh, long
ago
that. Mm-hmm. Long ago. I think at the time. Yeah, long ago. Long ago. Oh, I was younger, less than 30.
But the First World War,
I was
4.
I was 20.
20?
Yeah,
because
I was in the junior form then.
I suppose you went to school here before you went to
20? I did, yes. I was the only one short file and the police.
How expensive was it at Trinity? You can't remember what the boarding fees were.
Yes, he will know. He was postmaster. He was in his geography. He was a student. Having for his winter.
Can you remember the temperance meetings here as a schoolboy? While you were a schoolboy, I think Arthur V. Dias and others were organizing the temperance campus.
Yes.
That's your brother?
Yes, but I don't think
that's the brother. Have you any idea who the leaders of the temperance movement are?
Yes. Leader was a person I think is a lot of interest. Actually, he was the man, I think, one of the people who were leading interest. Asasena and my brother were the two people who were really interested in it. Then Bhagavad Gita like, I did it later. D.S. Renek was also there. But then they got into that after the National Congress. Temperance movement was prior to the National Congress.
Yes. When it was prior to the National Congress, was D.B. Jaisal also involved?
To a small extent. They were all in it. But they used to, they want the speaker. People who could talk. They are the people who did the speaking. But people who actually finance and work, all fighting Asasena and other.
Marcus Pereira?
Marcus are also very different. They are very different. They are sincere, honest, good fellow.
Was he a well-to-do?
No, he had enough to live in their comfort, moderate living. But he was not an extravagant, he had a good living. And tasting his was at that time he can play on the violin. When he goes to his meetings, he sometimes takes the violin. And he plays the violin and sings something at it.
Anything at it?
Yes.
Kavi. How popular were these meetings?
They're popular. For two reasons, they're popular. There's no opposition. Absolutely none. And then, after all, the country at that time was very bad. Even now, I can see it back. Extremely bad for the people. You just look back. I reflect in me now, that I'm using a pandero very backward. Backward. So that now he at least my father must have been called and he was known well to well. So people who they had so much of respect and regard at that time, but they were partly rich, I think, and they are from people. So that we know that both kindness and will together brings all the other subdue, respect and regard.
So if you give the leave, they come for these meetings and come help you?
Yes. I mean, so much so that, he has so much of, people have so much of country in the whole place that, once they, I think, 1900 it seems, people had thought that the world was going to end.
Right?
The world was going to end. There was going to be calamity and the whole thing was going to end. So people were all crying. And for about 2 or 3 weeks, people were so frightened and they were leading a very religious life. So the day before this, before the day that the world was going to end, he sent some pankams in the whole place saying that it's a kaldamma. So, coming from him, they are so credulous that they had all that trust that he knows. They had come and they had gone on their vacation as well.
The fears had subsided.
Entirely.
This is your father.
Yes. So I'm just giving you how the name of the country, not so much your father, you can visualize the population and the country.
And also I suppose at these meetings, you got people coming in cars. Yes, but there were so few cars that when one car came, people were, this was something new. Of course, villagers have not all that much to do. If you go to a village and have a tamasha, you get a big crowd automatically.
Yes. And then they hear of these people. So when they go, some of these people come to hear it.
But I was wondering whether in Panadura district, temperance as a sort of creed may not have been so popular, because I thought this was the erect.
No, it was popular. Because my brother who took part in it, so there was no opposition, it was popular. And then the other thing, there were liquor shops, foreign liquor shops, they also took a very prominent part in the temperance movement. So they are only pushing down Arakans.
Temperance.
The temperance movement at that time, though it was known as a total abstinence movement in a way, they call it temperance. They started as temperance. But later on they started closing on arak taverns.
Not foreign liquor?
Not foreign liquor. So it was the foreign liquor, the local option toll was for arak taverns. But it was foreign liquor, it was a foreign rule. Foreign liquor was their interest. So these people are quite satisfied with the local thing. So much so that they were also so credulous. Actually, what happened? One day I asked my own brother, that's how I know how credulous we were. One day I told him, Evidently that was killed by all the people who are in the movement. So I told him, do not forget. What is it?
Yes, but it's not definite, no?
I say, do you think, I mean, after all, the foreigner was here and there. I don't say they come here to exploit. I don't consider the word exploit as such. I don't think none of these people ever came to exploit. Exploit in the sense that we take. Now this exploit is a thing that we consider quite different. Something evil. But this exploitation is not an evil word.
It is development.
So now, if you use the term exploit, I exploited you. You are exploiting me. And you come say now, even now, this is something that comes to me, something that comes to me, and say, now obviously exploiting starts. For his personal gain.
That's right.
So we all come together, some information. After all, it's long to say it's your personal gain. Well, on the other hand, one could say, I see this happens to you. Before
I
had.
Yes.
And they call it exploit. On the other hand, the same thing could be said to me now. How much comes for information? I'm also trying to exploit others to gain my own
personal end.
Personal ends in some form or other. Put in something which is going to be beneficial to me or now or in the distant future.
Yes. I was wondering whether the Salgados and Mr. P.C.H. Das and others would not have liked this movement.
They could resist, they could resist a man like
Adrakhan.
They won't say anything or do anything against him. Well, we hear that, they are after that, let me not say come. Daughter, but Pichira is my own uncle. But then somehow it so happened that they had shown my father's cousin so much that respect and regard to my father. And then later on to my mother, that continued with the result that they wouldn't do anything or say anything against us.
When did your brother get married? After the first World War?
No, before that. He was a very extreme fellow at that time.
Oh.
Such an extravagant, I should
say. Extravagant on what? On the movement or in general?
Movement?
I thought it was Harry who was extravagant.
He wasn't so extravagant. He already did a certain amount of public work to start with.
Mm-hmm. Later on, he got involved in the paper too, didn't he? W.D. Silver.
Not W.D. Silver.
His own.
He started, he got hold of his Swadeshi Mitra. It was a paper that was getting built up.
Yes, and did he in the end lose on this project?
Got
indebted on this.
He spent all his money, I think, and also in the Lakota too. And he went through a really bad time for doing the depression.
Did he have to sell some of his estates?
That happened. He was able to, among other things, එයාට වෙනකම් අහවද එයාට හැරලා මම වෙනකම් දැන් වැඩි ගියා පොලි ආයි මක්ට කම්පියුටර් වින්ඩෝස් දේ ඕල් ඕල් චිප් දෙට් දිස් දිස් කර ඕල් චිප් දෙට් දැස් ෆයිල් නම්බර් එනි ඔ එනිතින් වඩ ඉන්දියා ඇන් ඉන්ඩිපෙන්ඩන්ට් වාට් ඉන්ඩිපෙන්ඩන්ට් ඔෆ් ඇඩ්මිනිස්ට්‍රේටර් හැවින් ස්ටාර්ටඩ් ද English paper.
Yeah.
He found that the English paper cost it.
Uh-huh. And he bought the independent.
He bought the independent.
That also would have been an asset.
He bought these papers. Look, here I am.
Was the editor Vikramaraji?
That's right. Vikramaraji was the man who was running that Swadeshi Vitraya.
And he continued to serve Arthur Das, did he?
It was Vikramaraji's paper. Vikramaraji was building up that business.
Yes.
And he had quite a successful business on his own. Then he got in my father's head, I think that he must have a paper to do his work. So Ramadev knew each other. So he also went and he used to write lots of articles, those in his papers.
Yes, I see.
Lots of articles, all papers. So he went and suggested that he should run the paper. He financed him to develop it.
I thought F.R. Sednaik also was involved in it. It was part of the Mahajana movement, wasn't it?
I couldn't see that. I think somebody else, some people seem to think so, but I have no idea.
So, Arthur Vidas became the proprietor and Vikramaraji was the editor?
Yeah.
From what sort of background was Vikramaraji?
I don't know what good thing I
did. Not well to do.
No. Not well. Not at all.
You don't know from where he came, from Colombo or?
That I wouldn't know. But I knew my neighbor get up from George Dias. He's also not here, but he can fire away. I can turn up and find out.
So I was wondering whether now he was from a rural area or from a town.
Must have been a small rural area. I mean, there were very few towns there at that time.
Now, could he, for instance, speak English well?
He was. Not that he had that English education to that extent, but through perseverance.
He could manage.
Well, I mean, he could write a good article even, I think, in English.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
So he was bilingual then?
Yeah. Yeah, born, I think. He's speaking born chaps, no?
Now, when you were in school and during the war phase, did you read the Sinhala Jatiya and Sinhala Baudhya? No.
At that time, the paper was more or less all smudgy. Types are much smudgy.
Smudgy?
Yes. So it was very difficult, I mean, all wasting a lot of time trying to read it. And when you read the English paper, good part of the news that you get in the English papers was also a good part is just a
copy.
Even the editor lost that. So that you hardly got anything other than there was few articles that you used to write. Page articles. Singha Jati had very good articles. That I can remember, you should just casually read.
What?
Sandhara the Baudhya also.
Yes.
Sandhara, first Sarasavi Sandhara.
That's right.
Then it, I think it later on became Baudhya. Oh, Baudhya must have been different, I think it is. Sarasavi Sandhara was done by...
No, I think it was different.
Yeah. Sarasavi Sandhara was Tisra Rishai today.
That's right. Now, I was wondering what sort of circulation these papers had, the Singhalese papers, the Jatiya.
Vardhana who developed this paper.
Later the Dinamika.
Yes. Now he started pumping in the Daily News. Morning Leader. And then at that time Morning Leader was actually leading.
That was a leading paper, leading Ceylon newspaper.
Yes. Now can you fancy Vijayavadana, how Vijayavadana got this paper? That comes to what I don't really know. Vijayavadana's father had lent money to the Ceylonese.
The Silanese had to be sold.
So, then Vijayavadha had to buy it. Because the idea of yes, that is keeping good. This chap also had created himself, he had come back, returned. He had just had to be at home doing nothing. What is called Rashtriya fight?
Yes.
And in first place, immediately he couldn't do one year at a ballistic, I'm not mistaken. Evidently he didn't want to practice, or he was not capable of something or other. He was not doing anything, he was just staying at home.
The father told him.
Then he was young. And then you check the confidence in the time too. At that time, he was a very hard-hearted fellow, The father only gave him a paper, evidence. And the first time he only gave him money for it. So he had to, maybe that he didn't want to ask the father for the money. He was also asked that if he had, after all, he must have courage, maybe that on other construction. Or he was not giving me a thing for the money, but the woman has a problem with business, he must have said, no?
Yes.
So it was given to him because father couldn't run it and put it on him. So he must have thought, not put it after the salary, not go on with work. That's courage, that's courage.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then eventually,
one of the those days he used to fill this class. Now you went there, say you are a graduate, you go there. And those days he used to, come down to their senior. So he published the painting, 60 rupees, I can find out exactly how much he paid for it. At least one time. And he didn't pay them more than how many 60, what he distributed, evidently.
So he didn't really give even 60?
No, never paid them. So after a month they work and they say, Alhamdulillah, and it's like that. And then when they get disgusted, or he says, are you going to go? And there are other fellows who are prepared to take them. So that is how he built it. I know it definitely was. One of the chaps who was employed as a classmate of mine.
And he never really paid what he promised?
At the for a few years. Then later on, when the paper started giving him money, he did. And at the research here, at the start, he beat his head.
And I think he was assisted by the fact that eventually Aman D'Souza died and the morning did a window.
He never had an interest in the newspaper.
Coming back to the Sinhalese papers, do you think their circulation was over 5,000?
Must have been.
No, you said you didn't read them, but I thought the Jati, edited by Priyadas Sirisena, was fairly popular.
It was, yes. We had it. We did it at home. Yeah, you had it at home.
I used to buy it, so I didn't read it. Later, when the Dinamina started, which was the more popular, Jatiya or Dinamina?
Sinha Jati.
Yes.
Dinamina is regulated. Yes, of course. The two catered for two different types. Jatiya was a national paper. It was on the orthodox lines. Very ethical. Ethics. They are very high ethics.
Jatiya or Dinamina?
Jatiya. The other one was on a newspaper. Popular. I mean, trying to be the
sensational
and popular. So that is how they score. Even now, that's what happens now. None of our papers, TV, anything that goes TV, in what Sri Lanka. Now we get a few articles. Then those articles are also very extremely casual. No? Huh?
Yes.
Reading any other, they don't study anything, they just study.
Now, I was wondering whether you knew some of these editors. There was one person called Panditha Veeragama Punchbanda.
I don't know. I never had any contact with him. I used to. I kept was always disassociated myself. I just lived. When I say I do not to be in it.
You didn't know U.P. Ekanayaka?
No, I didn't know. I was on this chapter, Kamara, Chase, Susa. I have met him once or twice, but then I have never had a discussion with him.
What about Dharmapala's campaign? Did you have any knowledge of his work in this area?
No, Dharmapala did not want you to come occasionally and have invite him for address meeting, he comes and he has a little of something.
What sort of thing did you say?
He was always running down. He was only trying to rouse the people, not against anybody.
Mm. But to improve themselves?
Yes, yeah, rouse them, you know, activity. See, and then he used to run down to the fellow. Now, he used to tell people that he must have somebody in the house. I think Pamya Pamya Kaku.
Yes.
And called him as a Suddha. And he must beat that every day with a flute.
That
type of talk he said.
I suppose that sort of talk was very attractive for that time.
Why not? I mean, anytime it's a very, very big propaganda. Now Suddha can also do it. Don't misunderstand me.
Why?
I'll tell you another instance of Siddha's way. I used to go to rent out my house in Jethala. At the early stage, there were 6 houses belonging to that man. He used to rent. Then they bought only 5 people. I think we were the first, somehow or other, we wrote and we got, and we were the first people to occupy those houses.
Who is the owner? Retired Surgeon.
Oh, we were the first to go. Then somehow or other, we were subsequently used to go there everywhere. And later on, they started in the house. We were also able to get all that we were as good tenants as we were. I kept the house here. That is so objective was, not that they didn't like to be an ill. I don't think he had a prejudice that they spoiled the house.
You saw him do it?
He explained the thing. He said, it is not otherwise. Superstition.
He believes in superstition.
Now how, that is how they have been brought up to look down upon the black man. So I thought now this is how these things are brought, and that is why they look down upon us.
Coming back to Dharmapala, did he carry much weight with the Vijay Warner, Sen Nayakas, James Peters and the Moratuwa people, was he considered a very important figure, or did they think he was very superficial?
I think that the political thing, the temperance more, political thing, he was, he had influence. I tell you another instance there. He doesn't get up election.
Yes.
He had gone to the hotel before him and got him down to foreigner.
This is 1931.
Yes.
He has broken against the river.
Now, you must know that if the Dhamma fall to 30 degrees, or say something. Otherwise, our whole campaign is reduced. So, he didn't want to go. He told me, he didn't go with them.
Who are these people?
The supporters, are you going to be a supporter?
They're supporters.
Yeah, I think they're going to be a supporter. We had gone for a meeting. This man has a car. But he had got those girls to get bring in a car to take him to the meeting.
Dhamma Pal?
Yes. So I was running down the road and public is away. You and I won't do it now. You'll get into a car. Now you might talk, you might get to a car. You personal. You do it. Ask somebody to meet me. They can't do it in Colombo.
You can easily go.
Yes,
where was Dhamma Pal's house?
Colombo. So he was a meeting in Colombo that he had gone to. So he said, then when he came, these people told him that he was a family customer, he left me so far and he was a little guy. He had a Sandora. He was prepared to give them a letter or comment or to, I mean, upset the.
What did you previously say? Why did he agree?
Well, when these people told him that, he eventually realized that he must have thought the freedom of the state was very much more important, so he went. He was invited, he went and.
So, whoever invited him, he was going to speak for either side?
Evidently, yes. These are personal. These are actually displaced. So that was some of the public people who I said, I think, Dhamma Pal must have been.
Were they paid to go and speak?
No. I don't think. Now, no, they didn't mean that. Aristocracy.
Yes. He died fairly young, didn't he?
Very pleasant talk. Personality of the person. Dhamma Pal was
a bit extreme, was he?
Who?
Dharma Pali?
He must have, you know, he must have still... I mean, when you bring that stuff, after you are out to be called... He used to travel abroad.
Yes.
So he sees what's happening in those countries. The other people are all insular. So they are contented of a certain life. Now he has been in Japan, now he is after his son from Japan, those things. He will speak very highly of Japan. How they are progressing, but we all should progress. He goes to India. He sees what happens in India. And the poor country. But then that house of him, that's the reverse.
While he was on his tours in Ceylon, in the caravans and all that, did he, as a sideline, sell Don Carolus's furniture?
I don't. What people say, I don't. I mean, as I told you, don't you know, our people always try to translate. Somebody went and asked me about Don Carolus and where you think perhaps he might. I told you now, I would say, if your father, or I don't know, your father's not
there. No, he's just there.
If I were to ask you what you do there, and then you have something here, he is interested in some business there.
Mm.
He will tell me that and how he is doing. Mm. And his young wife of his, something like that.
Yes.
So that doesn't mean that,
yes,
that you are.
In fact, there's another story that... No, that's not... very essential moment, but I was, you're talking about these stories. I've actually seen a book written some time ago where they tried to make out that the temperance campaign was a Goigama campaign to hit at your community.
Yes, a lot of people seem to think so. Yes, I don't, I mean, it's only assumption or a presumption.
Yes.
And there is nothing to... And there is no proof. It can be, you know.
What did you think?
We look at these things from a more technical
point of view.
Broad outlook.
And anyway, it just doesn't square with your brother's involvement, W. Eddie Silva, other people's support, which
yes.
Also genuine...
Yes. And then I'll tell you, now you... Now those days, what a rent that they used to give, rent of a certain number of
area.
Now your father, you know that story?
Yes.
Huh?
No, I don't.
Your father was the person who was instrumenting in spending all these by the tower. So he wants to organize this. When he wants to organize this, there was a resistance. And the rent was kind of help and die, what time over. And the Chisara Deva rented them. They were going to get this and we are going to take this. So your father.
Boycott,
yes. Your father had, now he had to somehow get this through. He saw the value of this. Collective. They only got 10 or 15 crores can take up. Here every 7 is separate, yeah? He got to a whole of Michael Gundratna, from Kalutara. He only distilled on a small scale. You take this. But he had no money. He said, I'll give you all the help. You take these 7, and leave you. That is how we organize.
But could Michael Gunnarsson take all the rent?
No. I mean, first of all, I think he wanted to start from somewhere.
Yes, I
see. I mean,
to give the
initiative.
Yes, I could ask him. I hadn't thought about it.
And then, your father, had a very, what I heard from his sister, Guru, had a very lot of regard to similar species that is very high of the right proof. When she tells me about it, I can see how much
the father must have been convinced about this chapter. You can see, you don't say. What they normally do, those days, they start to say something. All these centers have to.
But why did the government have to examine the books after all?
Not because the government never examined the books.
Huh?
They somehow or other, they put in, they got together, put in lower tender.
Yes.
And then Mr. comes from all the GA tries to tell them none of these work, no bike and all that, they will promote her and
show the books.
Show the books. So I know one instance, Mr. President told me from local people. Well, they have been buying, getting a rent for a number of years. And every year they show the excess commissioner and they are on the catalog. So the commissioner had asked him, why do you want to take it? Now forget exactly, he told me, this excuse we gave him. And he fully accepted that excuse.
What's the excuse?
I think he saw that we had to somehow keep it going.
And did they get the tender price lowered by showing this book?
They won't get that to you directly. It's a document. It's not that.
He was the one saying directly.
No, I don't know. No, they are the people who did it. They did. But they know it. They have done it. That much I know. But they won't tell you.
So even these Plumbago people, were they supposed to pay some tax for mining rights or something like that?
Always.
That was there?
Mining rights you have. Even now it has tax for, if you want to mine, you have to pay, get a license.
So on what basis was the license?
Small
amount, but per acre, was it?
Now, another thing that happened. Plumbago was sitting at a very low price for length of time, number of years. Then it went up. Then it went up, all the taxes of all other commodities were raised. BSA Niagara was there. Now, Plumbago tax was not raised.
I heard about it. No, and I have heard stories of how some of these Plumbago people, instead of taking mining rights for their whole estate, they took it for 2 acres in that area and mined the whole.
Please, you go on. All tunneling, mining the
tunneling. Coming back to the earlier period, have you any idea what background Piyadasa Sirisena was from?
I can find out that that's not right. Jada should know. What? The Tata. He must have had some sort of connection with it.
What about John Silva? John De Silva, the playwright?
He has a at that time, some sort of background.
Fairly well-to-do family?
I mean, three times.
Mm-hmm. What was his father? Was he from this area?
No. He had that Lauji who gave him all the tunes.
Lauji?
Yeah, in India.
In India?
India. That fellow was in Ceylon who gave him all the tunes. He composed the songs. According to them, this Indian theory, certain tune has certain effect within a certain time of the day, night. So all these tunes have been composed to meet that particular time of during the play.
What was his occupation? Was he a full-time playwright or did he have some other job?
But later on he was entirely devoting himself. Now then there was another chap, that chap I know, Peter Silva.
Yes.
Peter Silva was a clerk at Keel and Waldorf.
At?
Keel and Waldorf.
Keel and Waldorf.
ledger keeper, I think. If I'm not mistaken.
Ledger keeper?
Yes. Now he finances things from Sri Lanka fund.
Hey. Borrowed or?
No. Because what he had, his team was to replace the money on the...
audit day.
No, no. Audit. Somehow he was able to do the audit somehow or other. Out of Paris from his
place.
So this is what happened.
We don't suspect people like that. He used to...